You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
It's Spiegs and Mark Grody right here on the Score. Jason Leisure, the Sun-Times. You know, textures are bringing up an interesting point, which speaks to the whole idea of Ben's vision. And the way that we've been talking about it is, well, here's what he did in Detroit. Here's what he might want to kind of try and replicate that. But when Ben Johnson spoke on his hiring day about working with Caleb and working with the offense and seeing what he has and stripping it all down to the stud. I'll start with you, Grody. What did you think that Ben Johnson meant by that?
I didn't hear the first part of the question. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, yeah. Jason Leisure, what did you think he meant by that? That's wonderful honesty.
Ben Johnson said in part, I'll catch you up, Mark.
Thank you.
He said in part, I'm not going to just bring the Detroit playbook in here and just drop it down on the table and say, hey, guys, learn this.
Playbook.
And we,
I think Coach addressed that, you know, and talked to about communication and him being better in that moment, which I thought was awesome by him, because that's exactly what happened.
I hear what he says, but I got to see what he does.
Mark, have you heard enough to chime in? At this point, have you heard enough to feel like you can chime in?
You have my undivided attention.
I think I've figured out the context. Very good.
Excellent.
Loved it. Loved every bit of it.
Thank you so much, Jason Leisure. Enjoy some February time. You got a little breather here before the combine?
A little bit of a break, yeah. Grody, were you listening to any of that?
It was really good. It was really good.
Loved every word of it, yeah.
You should know, Jason, it was Matt that I wasn't listening to.
Right.
Not you. I heard every word you said.
Sure. Welcome to the rest of my afternoon, Jason.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to sit and listen for 4 hours.
It sure is.
Right.
Especially
right.
To me.
Exactly.
What is a horseshoe? What does a horseshoe do? Are there any horse socks? Is anybody listening to me?
Anyways.
The official adventures of Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Good afternoon, everybody. I look forward to speaking to you, Chicago. And America, and then recapping it for Mark Grody at some point thereafter.
What I realized yesterday about myself
yes.
is that my multitasking has lost a step.
Dude.
My multitasking usually is perfect. I was reading text at the time, and then I let my mind wander. It may as well have been a Pearl Jam song, which sounded just...
Really did.
Just beautiful.
Elderly woman.
Oh, God. I'm looking out at the snow right now,
uh-huh.
and when I walk home, I am going to play that song in my ears, because it
perfect.
Just sounded so good.
The irony, of course, is that I have done that many, many times on this show in this time slot where my multitasking is not up to speed, and Danny Parkins usually felt the brunt of that.
He was victimized.
Oh, yeah, and I just wouldn't have listened at all. So the delight that I had yesterday when it was you and not me, oh, man.
Of all the times.
Really nice. Really nice.
Of all the times in the conversation for you to come to me first as opposed to the subject we were interviewing.
Oh, yeah, no, you'd never think of
it. Let's go to you first,
you know,
Brody,
what?
The guest.
In your defense, I was like setting up the idea of Ben's vision. I thought, I've got two beat guys right here. Why don't I have them discuss it?
Right. It really was a good idea on your part because it could have been handed from one beat report. It could have been a great three-way conversation.
Hey, man,
instead.
That's me. I was point guarding yesterday.
Yeah, you were.
You know what I mean?
I have the ability to admit, yeah, multitasking. I may have lost a step. I don't know.
I was running the break and I was looking to one lane filler to give it to another lane filler. He's coming up at 3:40 today. Lane filler.
Oh, is he trying out for the overnight too? Is he doing that?
No, we will. We got a lot going on here today. Ben's vision, the segment itself at 3 o'clock. Bears fans, DeAndre Swift. How does he fit into Ben Johnson's vision or not? We'll also talk a little Roschon Johnson. So we'll talk the tailback position later on in the show. Mike Brown, legendary Bears safety, is going to join us. Mark Grody, break out the foam finger and cheer for Mike Brown. And we'll talk about Dick Geron as a man and a coach and also coaches' visions and such.
Yeah, I can't wait, man. I mean, look, as I have said before, the 2001 Bears season, just as a pop-up year, one of my favorites in Bears history. You got to take away, of course, the 80s-ness, but it was just this wonderfully random season that Mike Brown was a massive part of. So we'll get to talk to him about that, obviously, and Dick Geron, who was the head coach of that
Top
team.
Of the 4 o'clock hour, I mentioned it yesterday, gave you a 25-hour tease, and we always pay those off. Maybe it was a 23-hour tease, but Cubs finances in focus. Some big picture Cubs finances talk at the top of the 4 o'clock hour. At 4:25, the Miami Marlins radio play-by-play voice, who also happens to be my nephew, Jack McMullen, will join the show. Looking forward to talking to Jack.
I heard you talking about that the other day.
It's pretty cool, isn't it?
I had no idea he had gotten, like, I just thought you were going to say, honestly, he's the AAA guy for the Royals.
Nope.
He got the job.
Yeah, he's out there living my dream.
Oh, yeah, he kind of is. I didn't think about that.
Good for him.
There's not enough envy, though, to not have him on, so that's great.
No, it's in a good place. Family fun. At 5 o'clock, the NFL is going to do something to us again, whether we like it or not. But let's start, Mark Grody, with a great young player in town who might also be fun. I heard about the Matas Buzelis interview on the midday show. You watched Matas Buzelis last night in person, but I did not hear Matas Buzelis apparently being cool and fun and interesting. I think this is the best draft pick of the Arturis Eversley era. All due respect to Iodesumu. It is a very exciting young bright spot for a team that's going to be rebuilding for a little while here. And let's hear from Matas. And I also want to hear about your night at the ball game as well. But here's Matas earlier today on how he got involved with the dunk contest, which he'll be in on Saturday night.
The NBA reached out and they wanted me to do it. And, you know, I can't really not take that opportunity. It's just, you know, if they're there, the NBA wants you, you have to do it, you know. So I feel like I got the skills to win the whole thing and bring back the trophy.
Can you tease anything you might do? Is there anything exotic? Any props? Any costumes? Any celebrities involved in anything that you have planned?
No, why would I tease anything I do? Then you guys wouldn't watch.
Well, but you could do it artfully and make us want to watch even more. I'm just wondering.
Maybe I'll pull out a jersey.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I see you.
Maybe. We don't know.
So there he is, playful about not wanting to tease too much. In general, it was really fun, right? It's like, this is a kid from Hinsdale. As a kid, obviously Hinsdale by way of Lithuania, but a kid who's a bright spot for a really moribund franchise, who also is seemingly very, very comfortable beyond his years at age 20.
Yeah, I mean, very confident player. Again, last night was a Bulls disgrace, but he did, like, I zeroed in on him. He did hit back-to-back three-pointers from the corner in the third quarter of the game. But what I want to know, I assume when he says to the guy, realize that I might break out a jersey. Is he talking about, I assume he's talking about a 23? He might put a Jordan jersey on?
How do you not?
Is that, I mean, that's the only answer, right?
That's a great call. Yeah. I mean, how do you not?
It's got to be.
Slam dunk contest legend.
I also like that he's so naive, and it's wonderful in a good way. Well, the NBA says I got to do it, so yeah. I got to do it. No, you don't. You don't have to, or do they? Are they actually... A slam dunk contestants, they're not required to do it if they are told.
No. If they're asked,
right?
I think
he was. That was his way of saying they're the one. He probably was dying to do this, but he's putting it in their court, saying, "Oh, they wanted me to do it. What am I supposed to do? Say no?"
Absolutely going to be on the television at my house.
100%.
The Rubster and my nephew's coming over this weekend. He's sleeping over.
Why wouldn't you? I mean, this actually makes the slam dunk contest interesting for us.
Not the Marlins broadcaster. A different nephew.
Okay.
It's sleeping over. But yeah, like the two of them, I mean, it's gonna be on at the house for sure. And then Modest was asked about Kendall Gill's mildly outrageous Cooper Flagg comp from yesterday's show.
Here's a question I have for you, Modest. Kendall Gill was on yesterday with us, and we were talking about the draft, and obviously you understand the concept of tanking and, you know, the trade of Zach LaVine, what that meant for the team going forward. I want you to listen to what Kendall Gill had to say about you specifically in relation to the Bulls perhaps tanking to get, say, Cooper Flagg.
You got a big fan out there in Kendall Gill. So just listen to this. I want to get your reaction, okay?
I just think his upside is tremendous, and I know a lot of people talking about, well, let's lose and get the draft pick so we can get in the Cooper Flagg sweepstakes. Guess what, guys? You already got Cooper Flagg. Listen to me. I saw Modest take Cooper Flagg apart when they played one-on-one. He's bigger. He can handle the basketball better. In my opinion, he's more athletic. And they both have the same mentality. But I like Modest's upside simply because I like his athleticism more and I like his mentality more than Cooper Flagg. He can also shoot the basketball better than Cooper Flagg. Listen, 3 years from now, you're going to be saying Kendall was right.
How about that? Is he right?
You know, we're not taking anything away from Cooper. He's still very young. He's obviously a great player. That one-on-one thing, I remember it was more like a King of the Hill, but I think he might be talking about, like, because me and him also played against each other a lot in the NIBC when he was on Mount Vernon, I was on Sunrise Christian. So it was a, we were great competitors, and I feel like I won those matchups every time. But Cooper was also very young. He's obviously, I think, going to be the number one pick. Very bright kid, wants to learn. Great player, too.
Wise old Matas Bozelis. He's a bright kid.
Right.
I mean, you look at Matas, you're like, oh, my God, he's talking about somebody else is younger than him. Uh-huh. That even exists. But I love that he knows he got the better of that matchup.
Right. And what a great answer. Like, the presence of mind to not just be bland in that spot and just say, oh, well, he's going to be a great player. And we're all going to, like, instead, he had a little something. So, yeah, man, that was a good interview, and he came across is very likable, and he's definitely an interesting prospect for the Bulls.
It is the time of year when you look around and you wonder who's good and who's interesting and who might be fun, and Modest is one. Tell us, I got a football thing, something that Adam Schefter's reporting that I want to talk about after the break, but tell us about your night.
Well, first of all, before I forget, shout out. So the bus ride over might have been the best part of going to the Bulls game last night, and that's because I was on the bus, basically leaving from here. The Dorf is with me on the bus. And we're just talking.
CTA bus?
CTA bus.
Good
right?
choice.
I think it was
Start the buses!
The 20, the Madison?
20, the 20, exactly.
That's a very great good, call from good. Here. That is such a sensible way to go.
Right at Stetson and Randolph.
And to get home, too. I mean, what an easy piece of cake night it was.
What a brilliant idea.
But there's the Dorf and I. We're talking it up on the bus, and there's a gentleman sitting next to me, and he literally just looks at me, and he'd kind of been looking at me.
Sure.
And then he finally goes, were you just on the radio with Matt Spiegel? I was like, yeah. And, you know, I introduced myself. So it's Jose from Deerfield.
Oh, my God.
Do we know, like, he's a
Tanny's guy.
Long-time
guy. Is he one of your guys? Yeah, Jose from Deerfield.
That's Tanny's guy. Jose's a listener back to the Danny Mac Show days.
Right.
Absolutely.
Who does not live in Deerfield. But I'm not going to give away where he lives.
Hey, man, you don't give up a moniker.
No, you don't give up a moniker.
I mean, once you get locked and loaded with a score moniker, you don't go anywhere.
Right, so shout out to Jose from Deerfield, who's great to talk to about sports.
Good dude.
Because he listens to so much of the score that he's right on the level. You know what I mean? Like, we're right in the same place. So shout out to Jose from Deerfield.
Okay. Shout out to the beluga whales.
For making the bus ride great.
Right.
I'll just
love
go
talking
again.
To dudes on the bus.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Dude, I love a bus conversation.
Oh, absolutely, man.
Yeah, definitely not.
No. This was a good bus conversation, and I think the rest of the bus too
enjoyed
was
your conversation.
Enjoying the conversation,
you guys turned and broadcast, did a show,
and wanted to be in on it. I'm like Mark Grody over here, right here.
Yes,
right here.
I was on the radio, everyone. Yeah. Just moments ago. In fact.
You ever hear a little thing called AM radio?
Still big,
ladies
still,
to the front.
Still big. Still big with cars made before 2022.
Oh my God. So
2019.
Oh yeah, I guess so.
So other observations from the night. I told you about the part where I had to tell my buddy that I was with to shut up because basically
you were paying attention.
I was like, this is so bad, man. Let's stop talking for a second.
Yeah.
This is a spectacle of horrible. And it was only like 31 at the time. I was like, we need to focus on the game here for a little while.
Okay.
There was the second quarter part of the game, 65-22. Bulls are down. They were, I don't know if you guys were watching at this moment, the Bulls were afraid to shoot. It was a joke. Like, there'd be Bulls in position right near the basket firing it out because they had missed so much that they were afraid to shoot it.
They were 0-for-13 to start from three-point land. Was it even worse than that?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have those numbers right in front of me, but it was god-awful.
Mm-hmm.
I told the Bouzelas bright spot. It was, like, really nice to see back-to-back threes from the corner in the third quarter. And then here was an observation, you know,
please,
early on in the game. It, like, you're seeing big bald spots at the United Center in terms of the crowds. I mean,
those guys should try the advanced FUE.
Well, I was just going to say.
By the way, first 23-pointers. Bulls missed the first 23-pointers of the evening.
It was a spectacle of bad. That's what I'll call it. And that's why I was like, let's focus on this game.
So bald spots, you meant in the seating area.
I mean, attendance-wise, yeah. Like in the lower bowl and, you know, everywhere. Like, in the 300 level, too. So a little bit concerning. And then you see them put out that effort last night.
Yeah.
That all said, is it a good bet to bet on the Bulls to win tonight against the Pistons, right?
Yes.
Is that?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
I don't know, man.
Because there's no way the Pistons will be that good again. There's no way the Bulls will be that bad.
I would bet on Jesus first.
Ooh, take it easy.
I take the Pistons again. Pistons are a good young team. They're a good young team. They've got some very much legit pieces. And the Bulls do not. The big question for me is whether the Bulls can get in decent lottery position. And I think they're showing you some possibilities. The concern about them not being bad enough might have been overblown.
That's funny you say that, because Ryan Porth, who we were talking about earlier, was asking me, are you excited about the Bulls game? I said, I'm not ready for the tank stuff. I'm not really feeling that passionate yet either way. You're right. It did. Then I thought about that conversation. I'm like, wow, if they're this bad, then yes, maybe it is. If you were on the fence like not interested in watching a tank, it's time to be interested in watching a tank with the Bulls.
I just hit these draft simulator on Tankathon 10 times. Bulls got the second pick twice and the third pick once.
Jesus.
So but they did not get the one pick. He is Mark Grody. Top of the hour, Ben's vision regarding the running backs. But when we come back, Adam Schefter has given us a possibility we must consider. Are the Bears the favorite for it? Let's discuss. On the Score.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Lawrence, I'm glad you got away from Bernstein. Honest to God, what a gift for you to have escaped that nightmare and to now be with Matt. And I hope both of your lives are so much better now than they were before.
Afternoons on the Score.
How do you spell Eagles to me? I spell it NFLCHAMPIONS.
What? You're right.
She knows how to spell the team. That parade, I believe, is Friday, is the Eagles parade. It's Spiegs and Mark Grody here on The Score. So the Eagles will host the season opener on Thursday night, first week of the NFL season, and they'll host against one of eight teams, obviously, the eight teams that visit them. Two of them I think you can rule out, one being the Raiders. There's no sexiness there for the Raiders. One being the Cowboys, because if you're NBC in the league, why waste the Cowboys draw? I think you could also eliminate the Giants, in my opinion. It's conceivable that it could be the Broncos, but even with a playoff appearance and Sean Payton, I don't find them sexy enough. Your three options left after that are the Detroit Lions, who played in the opener last year, I do believe. The Washington Commanders, who make a ton of sense. Commanders and Eagles would be a hell of a matchup. And your Chicago Bears. With that in mind, Adam Schefter was on the Pat McAfee Show and talked about the possible season opener.
And so we had the division opponents, which are always in play, and the Chicago Bears. And the Chicago Bears, in my mind, become the matchup to watch for that Thursday night opener. I can totally see it now. Ben Johnson's first game in Philadelphia. Bears looking to make a comeback. It's not the marquee matchup that you're giving away early on when you're going to get the ratings anyway with the Lions or the Rams. But it's a compelling enough matchup that everybody would be excited to see it. My guess right now, is Bears at Eagles in the opener.
I had forgotten to mention the Rams. So yeah, you've got the Rams and the Lions as a non-division team, the Commanders as a division team, and the Bears. So of those four, do you find the Bears to be the sexiest national story?
No. I mean, I think that honestly, I think Washington is probably way more interesting than the Bears at this moment, at this point, even with everything the Bears have going on. There's a lot of reason to be excited or have renewed excitement for the Bears, but I think Detroit would be more interesting. So while I love the idea of the Bears playing in that game, and I get it, it's not the most compelling game by a long shot.
Yeah, I think it's the Commanders. Or the Lions.
Either of those
without,
two.
Without their coordinators.
Yeah.
But the fact that the Lions is a huge draw and probably will be because they'll matter later in the year too.
Right. But the Washington's is as fresh as this is with Detroit.
Yeah.
Is there something about Washington that just feels fresher because of the quarterback and how bad that they have been recently? Like, they're the latest turnaround team like Detroit was after being bad all those years.
Yeah.
And they have the best young quarterback in the NFL right now.
Yeah, yeah, they do. Offensive,
so that's way more compelling.
Offensive,
right?
Rookie of the year, you know, and a rematch of the NFC Championship game.
Yeah.
It's very East Coasty.
That's true.
Chicago gives you a really sexy market to pair with Philadelphia.
That's a great point. I was just looking at a list here of...
Oh, I love lists.
Yeah, this is a great list.
Here we go.
The highest TV ratings.
Oh, let's go to our list. All right.
Hey, fellas, real quick, let's go to our list. Let's see how we did.
Ooh, let's go.
All right.
Got that list.
Come on, Groats. Do you know which bear that is going, ooh, let's go, trying to give Eberflus?
Wait a minute. Was it DeMarcus Walker?
Oh, it's a good call.
Is it?
Ooh, let's go.
Big Bill? Montez Sweat? Billings?
Oh, no, man.
Oh, you know who it is?
No, I don't.
Oh.
Well, yeah, I do. I know who it is. You guys had quite the rapport. You give up?
Was it Jenkins? Tevin?
No.
No? Was it DJ Moore?
No.
DJ Moore.
Were you kind of shaking your head at God for a second, though?
Oh,
Foreman.
No.
Foreman.
It's Deontay Foreman. He's trying to give it up. I still got a roster spot. Let's give the coach what he needs right here. I'm on the team right now. I got to make sure that stays the
case.
Oh,
let's go. Hey, fellas, real quick, let's go to our list. Let's see how we did.
Ooh, let's go.
Oh, that's got some Ed McMahon vibes.
I love
Deontay. Sorry, go to your list.
Yeah, the list here from something called Sportico.com.
Sure.
Ooh,
let's go.
Yeah. Here it is. Best ratings this season in the NFL, like teams that brought up the best ratings.
Okay.
The New York Giants.
Oh, my God.
One.
Oh, my God.
Two, San Francisco. Three, Green Bay. Four, the Chiefs. Five, get ready for it. Five, Tampa Bay. Six, the Steelers. Number seven, Bears.
So, look.
Could an Aaron Rodgers spite the Jets and go to play with the Giants and make that all of a sudden the biggest marquee matchup ever? Just go into a switch to the team.
I think he's going to go somewhere. I don't think he's going
San Francisco.
Must have said something.
Yeah, it could be San Francisco for a year or
Oakland?
Two. While Brock Purdy doesn't get
Vegas,
signed.
Sorry.
Yeah,
Vegas.
No, I don't know.
So you think, do we all think in this room that he plays one more year?
I think he plays one more year.
Okay.
I do.
Okay.
He's Mark Grody. I'm Matt Spiegel.
Okay.
It is the Spiegel and Ohm Show on The Score. Coming up next, Ben's Vision, DeAndre Swift, Mike Brown later on next hour as well. Thank you for listening.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.